You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And this is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community. But we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. Let me introduce the players today. We have my co-host to my right, Lynn Golder. You there?
I certainly am here, and I'm grateful to be here and welcome everybody out there to the September 3rd, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And we have my buddy to the left, my co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody. It was good to be back.
And we have behind the scenes, behind the window, the glass, my main man. Without him, there's no show, because he's the one who's behind, let's just say, with the dials, all the dials. Chris Shaw.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How great thou art.
And Chris, we want to introduce your mama, James Etta, and your auntie, Carolyn.
Say hi, say hi.
Say hi, say hi to everybody.
They're mic shy.
Oh. No. I'm gonna do it again. You just gotta do it a little bit louder. All right, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
Saying hello to everybody.
Yeah. That's nice, Chris.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, we've got a real packed show for you today. I'm going to tell you a couple of things we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about, of course, Houston, Texas, about the hurricane in Louisiana and Texas. We're going to talk about, we understand something which is not too good. There may be another hurricane coming, East Coast, maybe in the next few days. So we're going to talk about
next
that.
Next weekend, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Up well, sometime soon, maybe coming to Florida and up the East Coast. Hope it doesn't come, but we'll see. And we're going to be talking about a young man who I think is amazing. Chris, you like football, right? You know about Josh?
Jake?
Jake Olson.
I was trying to figure out if he was related to the Olson twins, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this fellow.
Yes,
because
we are.
To me, it's amazing.
Amazing. You being too nice saying amazing. It was phenomenal.
Well, let me just say this, spectacular, folks, before we start a whole thing about it. For all you young men out there that say, you can't do anything because you're blind, or you can't get off and you can't do this and you can't do it because you're blind. Well, let me just tell you this, guy. This guy, believe it or not, is totally, and I have to emphasize, totally blind. Totally blind. He's been blind in one eye since he's 10 months old, and he's blind the other eye, totally blind, no light perception, no nothing.
Right.
Since a little kid.
He has a form of eye cancer, and he was born with retinoblastoma.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk a little more about this, fellow, because I think it's fantastic. I mean, you're talking about positive thoughts, and you talk about someone who's unbelievable. Here's a young man that's, and I have to emphasize this, totally blind. Now, for you folks, think about this for a minute. Let me tell you, he is what they call a long snapper for a big college called USC. USC is one of the major schools in this country.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans, yeah. Now, USC invited this fellow onto their football team. So listen to this. He plays football. That's right. And then he's totally blind.
Okay, now before you go any further, Mike, because you got to make sure that everyone understand this is a contact sport.
Right.
Where they hit people, where you dress in full pads. You got a helmet on, you got shoulder pads, you got knee pads, and you have thigh pads.
Right.
And you got cleats on, and he's totally blind.
Right.
And
well, like I told Michael, I said, that guy, he can't see what's coming hitting him.
Wait a minute.
When we come back from the first break, Chris, you'll play that audio.
Yes, ma'am.
Jake talking about
what he does, mm-hmm. because what he does is also amazing, mm-hmm. what he does. So he just doesn't walk around and hits people. I want to tell you what he does. Anyway, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Oh, before we go any further, Chris, would you please tell there's a new phone number.
I better write it down myself.
Yeah, give the phone number. Not to call in.
Listen
you don't
only.
Call in. Listen only. We used to call that 518 number. Now we're going to start telling you, call another number. Chris, want to give the new number?
All right, Gary, you listening?
I'm a listener.
All right, you're all ears. Here we go. That number is 641-793-8319. Again, 641-793-8319. If you have the 518 number, you can still use that number temporarily.
But
after a while, it will be changed. So just so you know.
We're going to be talking about that new number more and more, and we're going to be posting it on our website. But that's only to listen.
Listen only, like when I say
you
when you're going on a vacation.
You want to call in the show, you still got to call this number, which is 407-894-1680. I want to do something different, Lynn. I want him... Since he's got that trivia, let's do it now.
Let's do it now. We have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes. Yes.
Okay.
This trivia is different. He's got a different trivia.
Okay.
Gary, tell
your
trivia.
Gary, do your trivia.
Okie dokie. This is about the hurricane that devastated a lot of people in Texas. Now, everybody knows by now. I think everybody knows by now. Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States. Okay, that wasn't always the way it was. They've only held that for about 10 years as the fourth largest city. Now that other one had to go to the fifth largest city now. They lost it.
Yeah, 1 minute, Gary.
Okay. Who is the fifth city's largest now?
They were the fourth. They moved into the fifth spot. They pushed them out of the way. So now,
wait, you saying due to Hurricane Harvey, Houston has
no. What to do to
this
any hurricane?
Houston's held this for approximately 10 years now
because they increased their population.
The other city had it many years.
Well, they had it for probably over 100 years.
So now they slid into fifth place. What is that city's name?
I guess we'll have to take the answer when we come back.
Oh, that's easy. I got the answer for you.
Oh, you do not.
407-894-1680. If anybody knows it, call now. 407-894-1680. You can win a $10 gift card. 407-894-1680.
Can I give you my city? I know which one it is. It's called Tupelo, Mississippi.
That's it. Tupelo,
yeah. Tupelo.
407-894-1680. Does anybody know? We'll get you when we come back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are. We are back. This is your host, Michael, and I'm here with my two co-hosts, Miss Lynn Golder on my right, Gary Sinclair on my left.
Hello, hello.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Any callers calling yet?
Not yet.
I don't think they're going to get it.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, I have a couple. I have business to attend here.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to let everybody know that World Services for the Blind, amazing organization out in Little Rock, Arkansas, has made an incredible offer, and they want you to know that they are a registered FEMA site. So if you know any blind or visually impaired people in the Houston area that are displaced because of Hurricane Harvey, that they can contact World Services for the Blind. And also, if you would like Sharon's personal number, you can email Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we will gladly give you her number. And this is incredible that if they don't have any way to get to Arkansas, World Services for the Blind will help find transport or whatever is needed, because they know that this is going to be a long road to haul, and they're ready to assist their neighbors during this time of crisis.
But it's only for blind and visually
impaired.
Right,
and they will provide housing and food. So you can stay there until, you know, things get back on even keel. So please contact the World Services for the Blind if you know anybody that needs their assistance. And yes, if they live in Houston, it's fine. They'll help you get to Little Rock, Arkansas.
What happens if that storm comes here? Can I still
go
up
there?
Well,
I guess then you and Michael will be going
get
to Little
Rock. Get a plane and I'm gone.
Yep, there you go.
You aren't going to come with me?
I don't know. I'm not.
She's got to take care of the dogs.
I don't know if they would let me come because it's only for the visually impaired and blind. Right. You'd have to bunk with Gary.
You and I qualify.
I'm not going at you, baby.
Okay.
We qualify.
The other thing is, I'd like to remind everybody, you know, talking about assistance, if you need anybody, if you have somebody at home that needs home care assistance, don't forget to call Home Care Assistance Orlando, and they actually are, their office is in Dr. Phillips, and their phone number is 407-232-7155. That's 232-7155, and they will help you find a caregiver that's appropriate for your needs, and they take care of companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders. They can help your loved one with bathing, grooming, and dressing. And they have high caliber caregivers. We were just asking Jim the other day, and he said they go through a stringent requirement. I wouldn't say course, but they really screen them and to make sure that you get the best of care. So that's Home Care Assistance. And their phone number is 407-232-7155. And what are the counties, Michael? Do you remember? It's Orange, Seminole, and
It's Orange and Seminole. I don't think it's Osceola.
No, so it's Orange and Seminole counties.
Right. Yep. Just the two.
All righty. So I know you and Chris are waiting to talk about Jim.
Okay, we're now going to talk about
He has the audio ready.
Let's listen to the audio first before we talk about it.
I think that's a good idea.
Something we've worked hard at, and it's just great to see just practice take place. You know, it's an operation, you know, just from my holder, just making sure I'm lined up straight, and it just creates a lot of trust. You know, the whole game's about trust, but especially in that play. And so, I just love being out there. It was an awesome feeling, something that, you know, I'll remember forever. And, you know, getting the snap at USC as a football player is just, I'm trying to say as much as I can because I just can't quite believe it yet. I tried to suppress my emotions as much as I could because, you know, I had a job to do out there. I just want to make sure I got that done. And then, you know, tonight I can go look back on videos and get all emotional over it. It was very special, you know, heard my name being called over the PA system. And again, you know, we always say we're a family. You know, Coach Helton drives that into this team, and we all feel like we're a brotherhood and definitely a family. And so, just to be out there, knowing I just had the support of my team, and, you know, obviously you saw just the support and love I got when I ran back out, and, you know, it's something so special, and I think that more than anything really touches me, and just to see so many guys just absolutely embrace and love me on this team, and that's especially Coach here, and that's just something that, you know, when I'm running out there, it takes away the nerves and any anxiousness I have, just because, you know, I just have guys that just love me and are supporting me.
How many years ago did the dream of playing football at USC start for you?
Well, you know, I my junior year of high school, I wanted to get back on the field. I didn't play my freshman sophomore year, and so I came across a long snapping position and started varsity my junior senior year. Always wanted to go to USC, and so when I got accepted, you know, Pat Hayden at the time and J.K. McKay just said, you know, well, if you're going to be here, why don't you be on the team, and, you know, we'll have you as a long snapper. And so, you know, to be honest, it was never a set goal of, you know, I'm going to go to USC play football. But as soon as I started playing football in high school and his opportunity was, all right, let me then go out there and prove that I can get in a game and snap and, you know, earn some playing time.
Okay, let me interrupt this. Is this over now?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Over.
Okay, let me explain, first of all, to the folks listening.
They don't know.
They might not even know what he does. So let me explain to you what a long snapper does. And Chris, you come into the conversation as well.
That was my position.
Okay. No kidding. Was it really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's always been a snapper.
So let me explain this way, folks. In the football, NFL, college, whatever, the sight of people who play in this position, a long snapper, well, let me explain you what it is. First of all, if you can visualize three, you need three players One player is the kicker, okay? One is the holder. And then there's another fellow who's in that stands about 7 yards away, which is 21 feet away from them, and he is the long snapper. Now, the long snapper is on the line because you have the offense against the defense. So you have the two teams going right at each other. And this long snapper is at the line of scrimmage, and he has the ball in front of him. And he has to basically squat. His rear end is up in the air. His head's up, and he has the ball in front of him. And he has to take this ball between his legs and throw it 7 yards, which is approximately 21 feet. And he has to throw it perfectly to this person who's going to catch it, put the ball on the ground, and the fella has to kick it. Now, pardon me, if you understand this by sighted folks, this fellow who throws this ball, it's called the long snapper, visualize the sighted person who screws up a lot because he throws it over the fellow's head, he throws it maybe too high and that guy has to jump up in the air to get it. It's not always a perfect throw. Now, this is what's amazing to me, that a blind person throws it and everybody says he throws perfect.
It was, Mike.
Perfect.
It was.
Perfect. Right to the man who has to put it on the ground and the fellow has to kick it.
Chris,
is that right, Chris?
I saw it.
Yeah, he snapped that ball. I mean, I've never seen such a spiral from a long snapper, and it was accurate. I don't know no other way to say it. It was accurate right into the placeholder's hand for the placeholder to flip the ball upright for the kicker to kick the ball between the goalposts. It was the most amazing thing. And when after they said it and was talking about it, I said, you got to be kidding me, Mike. This kid is not blind doing this, because people that sighted can't even do that accurate and that perfect with it. And he did such a phenomenal job. But, you know, over the years, they have changed the rules as well for the health and safety reasons of the long snappers. You know, you can no longer line up over the long snapper, and you cannot hit the long snapper.
But at the same time, in the NFL football, National Football League, these long snappers get a lot of money. They're not. It's not a low-paying job.
Oh, no.
Because it's a tremendous job, because you have to throw this ball perfectly underneath your legs to the fellow who's going to catch it, and it's got to be really about waist high, right? About waist high. That's what I was told. Waist high. And so you fish it this way. He's 7 yards, which is approximately 21 feet. Right, Chris?
Right.
So 21 feet. Think about how you throw somebody who's blind underneath your legs, and he's throwing this right to his belt, and it's a perfect throw. And this is what's amazing to me. You understand that, Gary?
Yeah.
Most of us could, lucky if he can throw the ball to the guy if you're sighted, let alone blind.
Hey, Chris, did you say you were the snapper?
Yes. Yeah.
You weren't just the snapper. You were the whippersnapper.
let me explain to you as well. Just because you normally have a center, and your center is the quarterback sits up under the center and snaps the ball to him. It's almost the same thing, except it's just a greater distance.
Well, that's what I was telling Mike.
And that's the long snapper.
No, but the snapper, the center, he just hands it off. He doesn't have to throw it 21 feet.
Right. He might the longest he might have to throw might be not even 2 feet.
Right.
Because they go into a shotgun formation. So the quarterback step about maybe 3 yards off, and he just toss it back belt high.
But most of the time he just hands it to him. That's it. So in the long snapper, he's got to throw it perfectly for 21 feet all the time. So it's amazing that this kid is playing. His name is what? Jake Olson?
Jake Olson.
Jake Olson. Remember Jake that Olson. Name? Jake Olson.
And I don't know if, like they said, he was invited to come out because he was already at the university. So I don't know if this will be a continuous thing or every now and then, or at least get him in during the practices. Mike, it's on you.
Well, to me, it's what I know, and my son read it to me, the whole article. They got special permission because they only get 85. What's the word I'm looking for? Lynn?
When you
go to free college.
85%? What?
No. I forget what you call. What is that called?
I don't know what you're referring
Chris?
To.
there's a name for it. When you get...
He's on the phone.
When the scholarship... Oh, it's a scholarship. Right, you get 85 scholarships.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You get 85 scholarships. What?
Okay. Are you finished with that thought?
Yeah, well, no. You get 85 scholarships, and they got him an extra one for make it 86, but you're only allowed 85 because he was blind, and they got him an extra one.
Okay. Well, I'd like to take this caller, and I know it's somebody that you would like to talk to. It's our friend from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, and her name is Liz. Welcome, Liz.
Hi. How are you, Lynn?
All right. Come Thanks on, for Liz. Calling in.
Oh, not a problem.
Are you calling for the trivia question?
Well, I could make a guess, but I don't think I'd get very well at it.
Well, take a guess.
What would be my guess?
Yeah,
I would say probably Phoenix.
No.
No, sorry, miss it. Nope.
So you're a first-time caller? Is she a first-time caller?
Yes.
Wow. So how did you learn about our show?
I actually found out about it on Facebook, and I started sharing some of your posts on the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind Facebook
right.
page.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
And I was told to listen into this podcast, and I figured one of these days I'd give a call and say hello.
Well, that's
okay,
good.
Well, actually, we're live. The podcast gets... we're live in the studio.
I'm probably going to hear myself here any second then, right?
No, you can go back to the podcast tomorrow, and you can hear yourself.
I have my echo turned down pretty low, so I don't have it coming through right now.
Are you sighted or blind?
She's totally blind.
Totally blind.
Okay, what caused your blindness?
Diabetic retinopathy.
That's a leading cause of blindness today.
That is.
Yeah, I have retinitis pigmentosa.
So I wanted you to listen to the shows and at the same time call us in where we can plug you in, when we can give you some time to talk about yourself. We can't do it today, but you'll call some other time and we'll have you call back and we'll give you some time to talk.
Pass the word on.
That would be awesome. I will continue to share it with everybody.
Well, thank you, Liz.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
Thanks so much.
It.
Thank
oh,
you.
Not a problem. Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So nobody's got the trivia, so I guess I'm going to have to say what it is.
Trivia question.
Can I give another guess at it?
Go ahead. Give it to Chris.
All right. What about Waycross, Georgia?
No. Do you want me to give it now, Michael?
All right, let you take
it. You better give it. Okay. So
Philadelphia, PA.
You have got to be kidding me.
That's where Michael's from.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was fourth largest city. The first, as you know, is New York. The second is L.A., third is Chicago, and fourth was always Philadelphia.
So Houston came and took the rings.
City grew.
What happened is, in this country, whether you don't know this or not, the old-line cities in the east, Baltimore, Boston, they've been moving down. They've not been moving up. They've been moving down. And what's moving in its place is places like Phoenix, Houston, Dallas.
Sacramento.
All those cities now are moving, pushing the older cities away. And these older cities have been going down. The newer cities like Houston and Dallas and Phoenix and San Antonio, these are the cities that are moving up the line. So Houston became number four. Philadelphia became number five. So that's the story. So if you want to call in and talk, 407, lines, by the way, are totally open right now. 407-894-1680 if you want to call in.
And if I could, Michael, I'd like to say that we're going to be talking about hurricanes tonight.
Right,
and stuff,
I was just
preparation.
Mention that, Gary.
But we have a list of things. I did my homework, and I got my little machine here to remind me of things to do.
I think we'll talk.
Preparing. But please, if you have something we need you to call in
right.
and let us know what you got.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Gary. I was going to say we can't do it now. We don't have enough time in this
segment.
Len,
you and I are on the same signal.
I know. I know. So I was thinking, you know, it's going to be boring if I just sit here and read all these lists. I think it would be better, Gary, like you said, let's have people call in
exactly.
and give suggestions
as
to what they think they should do in time of emergency rather than me just sit here and read. I will gladly read some of them. But
we're going
to
break.
Going to break.
Participation here.
We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back with another trivia. Right, Lynn?
No,
we're calling. Okay. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With Care Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. Even though my wife's mad at me. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Wait.
And this is your host, Michael. What, are you still mad at me?
No, I'm getting my signals, my cues from Chris.
Anyway, the phone number here to call in is 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We have a guest on the line.
We do.
And he is the El Presidente of Palmyra. Let me help us say it right.
Palera.
And his name is John McCafferty?
McGaffey.
John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, John.
How you doing, John?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Thanks for joining us, John. We appreciate it. And we are all excited to learn about Pallara.
So before I begin, is it your last name is McAfee?
With a G.
Yes, McGaffey.
McGaffey. Okay, so if you would, for those folks who don't know what Pallara is, could you explain it?
Well, Pallara is a company in California that was started by my father. Actually, we're celebrating our 48th year in business. And we started out making electronic components for the electronics industry, but back in 1997, we got involved with accessible signals for the visually impaired. And today, we make the leading accessible pedestrian signal for the blind and visually impaired and assisting them to cross a traffic intersection.
That's fabulous. Now, what we have to do is get more cities to come on board, and we have to get people to go to the different cities and ask for Pallara. Is that correct?
We'd certainly like that, but just asking to get accessible pedestrian signals installed is the first step. And, you know, cities are going to look at all manufacturers and give all manufacturers an opportunity to bid. But if you compare apples to apples, the performance and features of the APSs out there, Pallara's product is by far the best and the leading option out there.
John, I'd like to invite everybody to call in if they have any questions. It's 407-894-1680. Can you please go into a little bit of detail, John, as to what the APS signals entail? What does someone experience when they're at the crosswalk?
Sure. The American with Disabilities Act says that the environment needs to be made accessible to all of those with physical or visual impairment, and so the original focus was originally on those in wheelchairs, so that's why all buildings have wheelchair ramps and the automatic door openers and things like that. But now accessibility is moving towards intersections. Since buildings are all accessible, now the people that need to get to those buildings need to have their needs addressed. So an accessible pedestrian signal is designed to give a blind or visually impaired person the same information that a sighted person has through signs and or sound and or touch. So an APS has a locate tone that plays once a second, and it's designed to guide a blind person to a button and let them know that an APS is present. And that's supposed to be heard within 6 to 15 feet of the pole, roughly. And once they've found the button, on the button there may be Braille with the street name they're crossing, or a information message can be programmed in that can tell them what street they're crossing at what intersection. And then when the walk sign goes on, the button vibrates. By the way, it also has a tactile arrow on the button pointing of the direction of travel. When the walk comes on, the button vibrates, and typically either a rapid tick or an audible voice message plays that lets that person know that the walk sign is on for them. But most importantly, for those that are both visually and hearing impaired, the button vibrating gives them a tactile touch confirmation that's 100% sure that it's their walk sign, that they're not guessing if it's their turn to walk.
How long do you have
Gary,
to walk?
Gary, John.
Oh, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
And how long is this, once you push this button, so and then I hear that I can go ahead and walk across, how much time do I have to get to the other side of the street?
Well, the time is controlled by the municipality or the Department of Transportation that puts the signals or has control of the signals. And we have no control of that. But the typical walk is a minimum of 7 seconds. And if it's a long crosswalk, they can extend that time. Most often, rather than extending the walk time itself, there's what we call the clearance phase. So when the walk light comes on, that's usually 7 seconds, might be as much as 10 seconds. But then there's the flashing hand or the flashing, you know, don't walk, which we call the clearance phase. And that is what can be adjusted for additional time by a Department of Transportation. But again, we have no control over that. We're just reflecting what the pedestrian head walk sign does. But certainly the blind community can request that the time be extended. And they're in the process now of trying to incorporate traffic controllers to recognize an extended push as a way of extending the walk cycle for someone who might need more time. So some intersections might have that feature today, not many, but it is something that's coming along, and certainly if people request that, it's going to drive the Departments of Transportation to be able to provide that.
If I could add to that a little bit, it's sort of scary if you just stop and think about it, but if that signal did change for the cars to go and you're out there, by law, no car can move until you're across that road completely. That's behind you or in front of you. Hopefully they know that
law.
That's
a Florida law, but not all states. Not all states.
I'm pretty sure it's all states, Michael.
Yeah, that is technically correct, but I'll be honest, I've seen people shoot through a crosswalk, even with a blind person in the crosswalk with a cane. I've just been shocked by what I've seen out there.
Yep.
We have a caller, Chris? Oh, good. All righty. 1 second, John. I believe we have a caller for you.
Okay.
Yes, we do. We have a caller. Sherry Brunn is calling in from Orlando. And meet John, Sherry. I assume you wanted to talk to John.
Yes.
Hi Sherry.
John. I'm Sherry. And,
hi, Sherry.
I'm a longtime traveler. There are not a lot of APS signals in the Orlando, Florida area.
We're going to try to change that, though. We're going to try to change it,
yes,
right, Sherry?
We are. We need
okay.
It. Yes, absolutely. And the Polaris ones are the best. You're right, because I've crossed with them before. And they are very good. I especially appreciate the talking signals that tell you when the what street the walk light is on. But here's my question, two questions. How do you handle people like municipalities who say that the neighbors or the people living on the street with the APS say it's too loud?
Oh, wow.
That's my first question. And the my second question is, Can you control the level of the sound of it? And what if in Orlando, what happens is the APS signal is often way far from the actual place where you have to line up and cross. So the tactile part where it vibrates wouldn't help. Is there a rule about how close the poles can be and to the crosswalk?
Okay. So there's two questions. Let me answer the first. The accessible signal, if it's set up properly, it shouldn't be a problem to neighbors. But there are features that we provide that can allow the municipality to set them to turn down certain periods of time. So, for example, during the day, if they were to set it at volumes that were adequately loud and still shouldn't be disturbing to anybody in the local homes, at night, let's say from 10 or 11, if there's not much likelihood of a blind person crossing at that time, there's a calendar function that they can turn it down from whatever hour at night down to the morning, and then they'll automatically come back to normal volumes after that morning time that it's set to. The other feature is that the extended push is designed to increase the volumes for the next walk cycle. So If the button is not close to the crosswalk, and if it's adjusted properly, and you use an extended push, then for the next walk cycle, the volumes can be turned up louder, and so you should be able to hear it from where you're starting, and you will also then have a louder locate tone during the clearance, or if it's countdown, whatever the sound is during clearance, coming from the opposite side of the street that helps you to stay in the crosswalk as you cross.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Well, thank you,
other
Sharon.
Comment is there's so many of them in, I haven't traveled in Europe, but I have friends who have, and they're everywhere in Europe. I don't know why. Seems like in the United States we're so slow to catch up with other countries, but if I were to recommend one, it would sure be Polaris, because they really are the best and the easiest to work
with. There you go.
Thanks, Sherry. Thank you so much for calling. All right.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Sherry, I have a question before you. Sherry, wait a second, Sherry.
Yes.
How
yes,
many
sir.
Places in Orlando would you say is Polaris?
Polaris.
Polaris?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what? I'm not sure. Well, I haven't.
We'll have to find out.
I encountered them in Seattle. I encountered them in other places. I'm not sure if someone who is probably more well-versed on that could answer that question, maybe a mobility instructor or something.
Here's what I would like to do. I would like to add maybe one or two cities. We work on it, maybe one show or maybe every two shows or something like that, where we get the folks to come out. Like now we're talking about Orlando. Let's get Orlando into asking City Hall to come on board for Help the Blind Community, and let them. We're going to ask for Polara. So we're going to break. Stay right, okay. Go away, John. Stay right there.
Hold on, John.
We're going to break.
Thanks,
right.
Sherry.
Bye, everybody.
Stay
bye-bye.
Right there. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What is an APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com. Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host. You want to call in? 407-894-1680. We're talking to John McAfee from Polara. And I think we have a caller on the line. I think we'd like to have a caller right now calling in from outside of Philadelphia, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Right. It's Robert.
Robert, you there?
Good evening. Hello, Robert. How are you doing?
Hi, Robert. Do you have a question for John McAfee?
I have a lot of friends who are telling me, wow, your town, Conshohocken, must really like you. They put a blind crossing 3 blocks down from my house. And I said, I never asked for that, and I never understood how that crossing thing was put there.
Would you have a question for John?
Yes, like how does the town figure out where they're going to put this crossing? And how many people, what's the threshold about how many people that's going to help before they go through the trouble of putting that in?
That's a good question.
Well, actually with the ADA, it requires that the entire environment be made accessible. So as you know, if in your neighborhood they haven't put in wheelchair ramps yet on each crosswalk, they're going to, because those are mandated, and typically any new or retrofitted or rebuilt intersection has to have all of the ADA compliance requirements met. So the same thing goes with accessible signals. If it's a brand new intersection, it's supposed to be installed with accessible signals. If it's a retrofit or rebuild where they have a number of intersection APSs. And then thirdly, if a person asks for one, the ADA, you're supposed to provide reasonable accommodation, means that they have to provide information. The best answer is an APS. It can be pinned by one person, especially if they have a need to get across to a store or to school or wherever it is they need to go on a daily basis. It doesn't require additional or multiple requests, typically, as long as there can be proven to be a justifiable need.
Does this device, during the daytime, I'm assuming, it's always making some kind of sound so a blind person can walk up to it and get to the button? Or this doesn't start until the blind person walks up and hits the button?
Well, the locate tone is on 24/7. And as I say, it's designed to be only heard between 3 and 12 feet from the pole. They say 1 to 3 meters. It's very difficult to control sound that exactly, but our device is very responsive in terms of ambient sound, so you will typically begin to hear it somewhere between 15 feet to 6 feet of the pole. And I've seen situations where just the movement of a cane dragging across the ground increases the ambient enough to raise the volume so that a blind person will hear it easily.
And this would be put on all 4 lights at that intersection?
All 4 crosswalks, so there'd be a total of 8. Now, that's not required. In other words, a municipality could choose to say, well, this particular person only needs 1 or 2 crosswalks to get to where they need to go, so they might put APSs on just 1 or 2 crosswalks. But if it's a rebuilt intersection or brand-new intersection, all crossings are supposed to be made accessible.
That's kind of cool. I will have to take a walk down there one day and try that out.
And you better call. When you call, you tell them you want Polara, because that's the best one.
Well, I have no idea what's actually in there. I know that particular intersection I tend to avoid because it's a bottleneck with all the traffic leaving this town to go across the bridge to get to the expressway every morning. And I would be more comfortable walking up 3-4 blocks where I would consider less traffic and cross without the device.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert, for calling in, Robert.
We have to go.
Bye.
Thanks for
listening.
Thank
you, Robert.
All right, and before we go, John, I read that you will have a plan for Bluetooth technology in the future.
The current product actually has Bluetooth in it.
It does have it, okay.
But we have not released, we have an iOS app, but we haven't released a blind version of it just yet. The municipalities are able to communicate with the device using Bluetooth, but we will have a visually impaired app out fairly soon in both iOS and eventually in Android.
Okay, well, why don't you tell everybody how they can find out more information about Polara? And we are really excited about you coming on board with us and promoting Polara, and we're really looking forward to your next visit because I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. So please tell everyone how to find out more about Polara.
The best way is to go to our website. It's www.polara.com. We've tried to make it accessible or easy for the visually impaired to use, but if anybody has any suggestions or improvements to make it more accessible, please let us know. There's different resources. There's forms that we have available. I'm not sure if they're on the website. I will check on that, but the ability to fill out a form and send it to your local traffic department to request an APS. Those type of things we have available.
Well, that's great. That's good to know. You listening, Sherry?
We're going to start.
I have going to look at those forms.
To the city halls. We'll start with Orlando first, and we'll start all over the country. We're calling up the city halls. I guess that's where you call.
Get a hold of your commissioners.
And have to ask.
for a specific request, you'd go to your traffic engineering department. But if you're looking to try to get APSs throughout the city, then certainly City Hall and the mayor are the people you need
to. That's what we're going to do then.
Thank you very much, John. We have to go to the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us.
Great.
Thank you very much for coming on board. Thank you. Looking forward
to next
month.
Talk to you again
soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Join the other side of the break.